for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1 2 1 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we are back, better than ever. Still alive. Post Thanksgiving and all of that.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm chilling, man. We up here in New York. We got a little fake snowfall that
It didn't do much.
It didn't do much. It kept me parked, though. I jumped on the train because motherfuckers wasn't moving their cars. That was about all that happened, but it wasn't too much. A little bit of sleet, you know. Nothing significant. Okay. You know.
Yeah, I had called in Mr. Percy to, you know, because he got the snow blower.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Well, I wasn't going to be in the building, so I wanted to make sure somebody claimed my sidewalk.
Dispatch Mr. Percy with the snow blower? He came out with the snow blower?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying? This little update has me concerned if I'm going to still catch a bill.
Hilarious. Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of snow to blow, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But if Percy got to pull that snowblower out, I feel like Percy, that's a charge. Like, shit now.
that's what I feel like, too.
Yeah. So,
I'm like, maybe I should have reserved my car.
Right. You played that like de Blasio when he sent all of them trucks out, and it was like, nah, don't even worry about it. He's like, shit.
Yeah, that's because when the motherfuckers didn't go out the other time.
Yeah.
She got all the way fucked up.
Yeah, man. Ah, shit. But that's what it is. What's going on down there in Wakanda?
Man, Wakanda is popping. You know what I'm saying? We winding it down over here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be back in the studio next week.
Oh, shit. All right, bet. That's so, what's up. Yeah.
So Wakanda is coming to a screeching halt.
Oh, yeah? Or hiatus? What's going on?
No. We're done with the test. And
okay.
Then, you know. I guess they had to figure out if we go on the series.
Okay.
So, no, we haven't got that news yet. So
okay.
We'll know what's up whenever we know.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Wear it up.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, how was your Thanksgiving? How was your turkey day?
Shit, I spent my turkey day working.
Okay.
We had a show to put up. Then And then after the show, they actually ordered a brunch for everybody, like a Thanksgiving brunch. So that was cool.
Uh-huh.
Everybody partook in that. And then, you know, I visited some fam, you know what I mean? And did that. And then I took a flight out the next morning, to meet my family in Virginia.
Mm.
So my oldest son, who's at Hampton, mm-hmm. had to work, you know what I'm saying, a lot of that weekend. So my wife decided that we were going to take Thanksgiving to him.
Oh, look at that.
So we did that, you know what I'm saying? Met everybody there. Got down there, you know, went to the movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out, you know, invaded his space. And I did as promised, you know what I'm saying? I've been promising him his whole life down there that when you grow up and get your space, I'm going to come kick it like you kick it in mine.
So she was drinking up all the juice. What was you doing?
Drinking the juice. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm watching what I want on the TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he think it was funny or he was like, all right, we get it?
I mean, you know, he ain't laugh now time.
He's like, come on, man. If you don't,
it don't, he don't look like he was too bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's cool.
We still put groceries in the motherfucking refrigerator at this point, so.
Yeah. What y'all go to the movies to see?
You know, it's mixed company, so we went to see Frozen 2.
Oh, okay.
Because we got the 11-year-old, you know.
She
couldn't very well go see the goddamn Queen and Slim, which, you know, what I wanted to see.
Right.
So we had to compromise.
Yeah, that's for mature audiences.
I went to see the Frozen 2 and all of its colonial glory.
Oh, is it? I've never seen Frozen 1, so I'm like, I'm all the way out the loop of that phenomenon, you know?
Yeah, it was the colonialist backstory.
Okay.
Of how how it all came to be.
Oh, man.
With the, you know, the girl Elsa, who's the frozen princess with the powers and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, revealed as the spirit between the supernatural and the natural.
Okay.
So she's the go-between between the magic mm-hmm. and you regular motherfuckers on Earth.
So she's like a medium or a superhero.
Yeah. Okay. She was not a superhero. She's a spirit.
Okay.
She's like, you know, some type of angel or some shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole backstory of shit, I don't want, you know, I guess I ain't spoiling
shit. I don't think at this point. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know what dog, I guess you show up, you talk about Frozen 2 you about to spoil?
Yeah, Frozen 2 I'm going to spoil.
Go ahead. I don't think we got that many, I don't think it's going to be that crazy listening. In the comments.
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of parents involved, but they've seen it by now.
Right.
And if they haven't, then, you know, it is what it is.
Mm.
Now, but it was basically the backstory of how the grandfather, they, you know, the people from this one town where they from, where they rule,
mm-hmm.
you know, they went to the people who live, you know, more in the wild, in the enchanted forest. And basically they lived off the magic. And so the people who came from the town, they were like, these people have no power. They just living off the magic. You know what I'm saying? The magic ain't really theirs. They just living off of it. You know what I'm saying? And we need to get these motherfuckers in check because, you know, they need to be more dependent on us.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran a trick on them, you know what I mean, the indigenous people, and was like, we're going to build you this dam and it'll help your motherfucking crops grow and shit.
Mm.
But when they build the dam, it really cut them off from the water, not helping them. So my man was like, hey, man, this dam ain't really helping, man. This shit is actually fucking us up. What's good?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, let's check on it. Let me check. Let me see what's going on. And as, you know what I'm saying, he turned his back to chill and drink some tea and shit. He whooped out his sword and cut his motherfucking head off.
Oh, which guy? The guy that was fake drinking the tea, turned around and cut his head off?
No,
or the other
guy? The indigenous man who was just chilling, drinking his tea, got his head cut off.
Oh, shit.
Which started a war, mm-hmm. which, you know what I'm saying? Then the spirits was like, oh, no, this ain't right. And then it shut the whole enchanted forest down for years. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the frozen, that's where the snow and the storm and the winter has come. Like, winter has came.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where all that whole winter shit come from. So anyway, in order to fix it, the magical daughter has to figure it all out. So she figures it all out. And she comes back, I'm going to fix it. And then she fixes it. But in the end, what happens is...
Is Elsa the magical daughter?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So after she fixed the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
She fixed the shit by... You know what I'm saying? Going to the magical land, da 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 da, and breaking the dam down. You know what I'm saying? The dam that caused all the trouble, supposedly. The dam caused all the trouble. Mm-hmm. When it wasn't the dam, it was her motherfucking people. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So she uses the big black giants to break the dam down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they break the dam down. And when you break the dam down, supposedly it's supposed to flood their town where they rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because the magical queen went on down there and stopped the water from flooding her town. And the message was, and this is the shit that they said, was that the gods said that it's all good now that we broke down the cause of the problem.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to pay the cost. You know what I'm saying? Everything is copacetic. It's all good. And I'm like, ain't this some bullshit, man?
That's how it ended?
Yeah, nigga. No. It's all good. No reparations, never. No consequences.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. We did a little bad thing in the past, but shit, we don't have to pay for the bad sins of our ancestors, do we?
Let it go, as they say.
Let it go. Let it flow. You know what I'm saying? Frozone the motherfucking Colonias.
Oh, man. Is Frozone in Frozen 2 or no?
No, Frozone is the Incredibles. I'm just talking shit.
I didn't know if it was a crossover.
Frozone is a black man.
No, I know. I'm familiar with who Frozone is. Shout out to Frozone. Yeah. He out there doing
well. So I had to have a whole history lesson with my daughter afterwards.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm like, oh, my
goodness. The truth. about Frozen 2.
No, I'm just saying it's a good example of how shit really go. It's not like there, you know, man. It's just how shit be happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a prime example of how.
So what you say? What you tell your daughter?
I can't remember because I was freestyling. I was just hot in the moment.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was just basically like, this is how shit be going. Uh-huh. This is how this is happening. You know what I'm saying? This is why we even think celebrate Thanksgiving right now for this same old shit.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't think I was going to have a woke conversation after the Frozen.
You always got to stay woke. Teachable moments, huh? That's what it is. What
I should have just took her to see Queen and Motherfucker Slam.
Yeah. You'd have probably had to have a conversation about that, too. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Queen and Slim was the shit. I feel bad. You haven't seen the shit, so this is
Nah, I might go check it out tonight while you bullshit.
I mean, you should just to, you know, you should be in the loop. Damn, this is kind of because I don't want to spoil nothing for you. You know what I mean?
Don't spoil it for me. Talk your talk, baby.
I'm gonna try to.
Teachable moments.
I liked it, man. I enjoyed the shit. I felt like it was one of my first takes was it was Belly with a better script. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just
word.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Shit is shot like every shot is like a photo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The lighting, you know, black folks is lit nice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's definitely what we was talking about. Yeah, man. It's just it's a vibe. The whole shit is a vibe. It's definitely it's like it plays like a bunch of different vignettes from black life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Obviously, you kind of know the story, but if you don't, I don't want to. You kind of get, you know the story. The
right, right.
Story.
I know the back, the, you know what I'm saying?
Shot a cop
Bonnie
on the
and
run.
Yeah, shot a cop. That's in the trailer.
Okay, so yeah.
But
go ahead.
If Lena Waithe did it, if you like you say black vignettes, you know what I'm saying? If she did it how she did on Master of None on a Thanksgiving episode, then I know that shit should be some good shit.
Well, you know, they did it together. Melina and Lena did that Master of None episode together. So this is.
Did they?
Yeah, this is them back on some old Snoop and Dre.
Did she write it, or did Melina write it, or did she direct
Melina, it? Melina directed it, Lena wrote it, and same here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
yeah, yeah, okay.
This is both their first feature. You know what I mean?
So you already know then how I feel about the Master of None episode.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, so it's definitely that. You know, they're gonna get some soulful moments. They're gonna capture some blackness. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been reading a lot of pieces on it. And Melina was like, she, you know, one of the inspirations was this photographer, Deanna Lawson, mm-hmm. who I've seen a lot. I think I've seen at the Whitney a lot. She shoots some wild shit, but it's like a real, like, just real intimate, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like at the crib, you know what I mean? In the mix type of photography, you know what I'm saying? Captures those type of moments type shit. So there's a lot of that. We might have to wait till next week, till after you've seen it, so we could kind of deconstruct a few different things because it is coming under fire by quite a few people.
Yeah, I heard somebody put out a whole dissertation on why they ain't like the shit.
Uh-huh.
Blew all the plot points on Twitter.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that might, you know, be Skills. Yeah, that might be Mad Skills.
That's a DJ?
Nah, you know Mad Skills, the rapper, the rapper up.
Rapper.
Yeah, yeah. Nod your head to this.
DJ. I think it was a DJ that broke it down. Maybe. Oh no, but Skills is a DJ.
It might be him. Skill. Yeah. Cause he went as far as putting up a JPEG with a full on circle and a cross over it. Like the nigga was like, nah, I mean, I don't want to. He blew up Mad Plot Point, so don't even go to his post because it's gonna fuck you up.
I'm not going to it because that was the whole conversation.
Right. So
he blew the whole shit up.
I'll say this: you should watch it, and then we'll double back and we'll have another conversation because there was some points that he made that I've heard other people make. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't in a minority, like, or I don't want to say that. There was some company with some of the points that he made. And, you know, I felt like they were choices. You know what I'm saying? They were all creative choices. And you know, again, I don't want to fuck shit up for you, so you got to check it out. But yeah, overall, I dug it. I would like to see more from both of them. You know what I mean? I think I like the fact that it was, I saw it on a good Black Friday. So I like to, you know what I'm saying? I did. I saw it on a Black Friday. And it was a moment, nigga. It was like an event film. Like, it was lit. Went to the little...
Where'd you see it at, though?
I went to a dining movie out in Levittown, Long Island. Went out there.
Oh, you went with the fam, right?
I went with the fam, with my sister, my brother-in-law, and my niece. You know, we went all out there, and we saw shit as a family and shit. And, it was a good night. It was a good night. I felt like, you know, it was cool. It was funny. My niece hadn't even... She wasn't even familiar with Lena Waithe like that. You know what I'm saying? So she looking into her after this. But it's a moment, you know what I'm saying? Two Black women put out a whole situation together, a feature together, you know. It was it was cool. It felt like people came out. People were excited to see it, you know what I'm saying? So that was fun. I also saw, that was Black Friday, then on Black Sunday, I went to a screening of A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, right.
The Mr. Rogers movie.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Now you can spoil that.
Hard to spoil it. It's, it's a good movie. I liked it a lot. You know, I liked the shit a lot. It was, it's definitely visceral-ass nostalgia. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, you realize, damn, you know, Tom Hanks is a beast. When I saw the photo of Tom Hanks dressed as Mr. Rogers, I was like, oh, he's going to kill this. This is a layup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely do his thing.
He's a hell of an actor. You know, he's going to put his foot. I think Tom Hanks could play Farrakhan if he wanted to. I'm just being honest with you.
There you go.
I know that's controversial because white folks playing Black people, we don't like that. But I'll say this, what made me think about it was just the way he played, maybe Elijah Muhammad.
No, you said it.
I'm doubling down. I'm going to say this. This is what I'm saying. the reason I'm saying that, and maybe even Elijah, because the thing is, what's interesting about Mr. Rogers as a person, you know, is his patience is intense, you know? Like, his patience, his restraint, you know what I'm saying? He don't just react to shit, you know what I mean? He's a listener, like an active listener. He's following up. He has a lot of empathy. If you talking about your day, he's not going to hurry you through it. Like, if you talking about the trivial shit of your day, he going to listen intently if he asks you that question, right? So maybe not Lewis, but like, this is the reason I said that. Let me finish my thought.
I ain't saying you backing up. I'm just saying.
The way that Tom was speaking as Mr. Rogers, it reminded me of like how, like, you know how Farrakhan speak very delicately. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even like Elijah speaks very delicately. And I think what made me think about that, you know, in the controversial time of white folks playing Black people, I was watching, you know, I watched last, you know, Godfather of Harlem. I keep calling it Last Godfather. Mm-hmm. I watched Godfather of Harlem. And not to say the cat that's playing Malcolm X is not good, but it's like Denzel fucked it up for every Black actor ever trying to play Malcolm X. Like, right. So I'm like, damn, you know, like, let's get a white take at this. But, I'm joking.
you the Hollywood motherfucker that's gonna have Julia Roberts playing Harriet.
Nah, man, you know I'm joking a little bit. But I'm just saying that is a testament to the kid's acting, though. The boy Tom Hanks is a beast.
If we didn't live in the climate we lived in, under right. The shit we live under the motherfucking circumstances we came to be.
Right.
That probably would be an interesting thing. You know what I'm saying? to see the exercise of Tom Hanks
right.
playing Farrakhan.
Killing you know that saying? Shit. You like, oh,
now,
shit.
If that shit was a comedy skit mm-hmm. in the club,
right.
then it might fly.
Mm-hmm.
But nigga...
Hilarious.
Man, yeah. That should be crazy. They already done took all the roles. They done took Cleopatra. They done took Hannibal. Shit, the History Channel changed all the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
white.
You know how they do it.
So,
yeah.
Hey, man.
But overall,
but I,
go ahead.
I
what
understand
you say?
What you're saying.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of an actor. And I'm saying that shit to be, you know.
I know, but that shit's
egregious.
Funny as shit.
Yeah, thank you. Tom would kill that shit.
Thank you.
Oh, man. What was I say? You know, that reminds me of, I know you've seen the thing, it's past now, but the whole, I'm going to tell my children that this was such and such. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't past. That shit happened every day.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. So, but that reminds me of that type of shit. But what it also reminds me of is just this, the decade of Twitter moments that's going on, mm-hmm. that hashtag right now.
Yeah. That shit funny, man.
Dog, that shit is, go ahead. What are you about to say?
No, go ahead. I'm following you. I'm just saying that the shit is funny. I enjoy the shit.
The shit is
going
amazing.
Going back through.
It's amazing.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Going through some retroactive TV and shit.
Yeah, it definitely feels like one of those, you know, what's all those, like, behind the music and all of those? Yeah, that retro. Mm-hmm. And it also feels like you realize Twitter is a fucking ocean of content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, I searched that hashtag, and there was shit that I hadn't even seen before. That was
no doubt.
That was like veritable, like it merited being amongst these moments. And it
and motherfuckers be like, "This the GOAT of all shit."
Yeah,
I ain't even see this one.
Right, you're like, "Oh shit, what's Twitter?" And it, you know, and it could be in contention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Twitter, because I guess to your point, when you take a look back at anything, it, you know, it's always you see it in you know. What they say, retrospect is 2020, hindsight is 2020. When you're looking back at it, you realize, just like the hashtag says, Twitter moments of the decade, right? These are moments. So I'd always, like, I engage with Twitter on some old, whatever Twitter tweeting today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever, it's like, what they cooking up today, who getting dragged, what's the funny shit, what's the big story, da-da-da-da-da, is it quiet, it's whatever. It's damn near... It's 24 hours. It's always some shit going on. And you just, mm-hmm. you know the news cycle is fast. So you kind of enjoy what you saw. You know what I mean? You try to pass it on fast enough to where it's still relevant. But you typically know at max some shit might go maybe 2 weeks. And that's a long.
Right.
That's a long ass moment. But it's another moment. And it's so many fucking moments.
But see, what I love about it is, like, that thing might not last,
mm-hmm.
but it's characters that are birthed from some of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Sweet Brown, I ain't got time for that.
Right.
And then she went on to get her life together and do positive things and, you know what I'm saying? Right. Have some type of work. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Came out here looking good. You know what I'm saying? Got a, you know, a few Tyler Perry looks and shit. You know
oh, did she?
Yeah. Tyler Perry put in something. Then, you know what I'm saying? You got the little, the fat homeboy with the dreads who throw the peace sign and disappear on his homeboy. You throw the peace sign and disappear.
Is it the same cat they used in Atlanta? He's playing a white man?
He ended up in Atlanta playing the white, black white man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when shit like that happens, it's like, oh, it's like the streets. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You seen a motherfucker come up.
Yeah.
From nothing.
It's public access.
Yeah, public access. Like, he just came up from nothing and just did some new shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's the shit. It is, it's just as much of a media platform as television is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just another, like you said, it's a farm ground now. It's like you seeing that shit in real time. Like you seeing that shit, like, uh-oh, this is gonna be a moment. This is trending. Oh, that's such and such.
It's,
you know?
Trending. It's legends are made, you know what I'm saying? Niggas make their name. When Nipsey slapped that nigga in the parking lot at the BET
man, yeah.
His name became a little more popping than it was.
The nigga slapped him. We talked about it then, but even in, like, just thinking about it, the choreography of the slap was like, he knew it was going to be iconic. He knew it was going to be a still photo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of the, it wasn't just a haphazard slap. That shit felt like some Alvin Ailey assault. You know what I mean?
Man, that shit was crazy. So it's a lot of this shit, man.
That happened out here, man. Shit, I remember us talking about, this was at the early on in the pod, I remember us talking about the old, the Kinta Brunson, he got money joints.
Right, you know what I mean?
She just signed the deal with HBO Max for a show. Look at that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
And then the one thing that I didn't see on here, because it's very video driven now.
What's that?
Was the story that the girl, the whole thread, that went to motherfucking Florida, the strip.
Zola? Is it Zola?
Yeah, Zola. Yeah. Zara or Zola.
Yeah.
The Zola story. I haven't seen that one pop up, but that's in there.
Yeah. I wonder that's what's the there. Follow-up on that, because at one point
they
it was...
They say it's supposed to be making a movie out there.
Yeah, I just hope it still got the traction, because we ain't heard nothing about it. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
That's a good story. You know what I'm saying? Either way.
Yeah, nah. That's,
you know what I'm saying? Yes. Oh, nah, somebody did put it. Somebody just looked it up.
Okay.
Okay, but do y'all remember Zola's story?
Yeah, man.
Woo-cha!
Yeah.
Why ain't y'all turn this into a TV series?
Man, I like it. It's open source history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you're not going to get forgotten. Like, that's the thing about social media. That's the good and the bad. It don't forget. Yep. This ain't like regular other history.
Internet don't forget.
Nah. Somebody would be like, whoa, but wait about this. Yeah, it's not like a history book. When that shit is bound and put out there, it's over. You ain't make the book. Nah, this shit, this.
Motherfucking Sharkeesha.
Oh, man. Yeah, that shit was.
I seen Sharkeesha name in art, nigga, in a motherfucking museum.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a piece. I forget the artist's name, but
Where was this piece?
In Atlanta. Not here, not now, but like last year.
What was the piece about?
The piece was a name. It was like an art piece, a big ass art piece, and all it had was like a bunch of black girl names.
Okay.
And it's like da 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 da. Then it had Sharkeesha in there. I'm like, hell no. Sharkeesha done made it to the art world.
Sharkeesha done made it. And it's you know? Listen, if you gonna name your kid Sharkeesha, they gotta have hands. They gotta live up to the legend.
She defined Sharkeesha. Ain't nobody even never heard that name.
Yeah, no.
Sharkeesha's dead.
That was a shark attack. Jeez, that shit was impactful. Oh man. Yeah.
The one shit that I liked though, but it wasn't Twitter. It was YouTube. It was a YouTube moment. The nigga who did Unforgivable, you remember that? It was like one dude standing in the woods telling this story. And he was like, and I told her, let's go to Chick-fil-A. And then I made that bitch buy me waffle fries. You don't remember that shit?
Nah. It was meant to be funny, or was like a real...
Oh, no, that shit was hilarious, nigga. It was just a dude in the story telling a stupid-ass, wild-ass story.
Uh-huh.
It's like somebody they ad-libbing it, and they just exaggerating it the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit funny as fuck, man. It's black and white. You like, and then, you know what I'm saying? And she over there talking to some guy. And I was like, who is that guy? He's like, that's my brother. She's like, bitch, you can't have siblings. And that shit is crazy, dog.
Nah, I don't know that one.
Nah, you
got to shoot me that. We'll put that somewhere in the world for the people.
You should check. That shit is so silly, man. Yeah. But that was like a YouTube moment. It wasn't Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. What else is going on with you, man?
Man, that's it, man. I'm right here, man. Doing the damn thing, man. You know, keeping up the momentum, getting ready to come home. You know what I'm saying? And exercise this momentum in the real world on my real shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? See how if the show get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing that. We got Van Lathan on the streets today.
Right. What y'all talking about?
Man, shit, the Twitter moments. Mm-hmm. Talking about the shit that Gabrielle Union going through, kind of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
like one of the things what she's talking about is that it's crazy because the show don't come out to Friday. I shouldn't be telling y'all this shit.
Exclusive. Come on, man. This is it. This is what they come for.
Because I don't even know what's going to make the cut.
This is super exclusive. This is the rough mix.
But one of the things I wanted to talk about was in that thing with Gabrielle Union getting fired from America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One of the things she was saying in the notes that they were giving her was that her hairstyles were too black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wanted him to go out there and figure out what constitutes a black hairstyle, and then what's you know what I'm saying, what's an inappropriate hairstyle to wear for work, and then just to pose that question to random people on the street, especially like if you ask a white person that, I think it's some funny moments could come from that.
Yeah,
and you know him being very good with the ad-libs and of the people, you know what I'm saying. It should be a funny thing. Then he has this thing called, basically I guess it's his mama on a hoodie, and then it was like, you know, my Santa Claus was a black woman. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted him to play off of that and play into the whole shit of how people think about black women. So I don't know what he got, so I can't say what's gonna be on it.
All right. But God, that was a nice little tease for the people and shit, for the, you know what I mean? Inside edition. I would definitely say finger waves is a black, that's a black hairstyle. I'm just trying to think of shit that ain't, you know what I mean? Shit that ain't all the way been co-opted yet. It's not as many.
Finger wave is black as fuck.
That is black than a motherfucker. Finger waves and a herringbone. You already know. That's a Crown Royal party.
I remember when I first came to Atlanta, just a visit in the 90s.
Yeah.
Niggas was rocking finger waves and bobs with the herringbones, champion jackets. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's definitely.
You have a full bob and a beard and a goatee.
Right. A bob and a beard. A bob and a beard.
They be dead serious. That'd be the gangsters.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Be like,
say some shit. Hit you with one of them Nipsey slaps.
You know what I'm saying? You got a bob fresher than your woman's and shit.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga shit long and healthy.
Shit is a point of pride.
You know what I'm saying? Like Cat Williams be talking about. Shit, my shit look good.
Nigga competing in the Bonner Brothers competition. You know what I mean? Slick! This nigga come out, hit the motherfucking runway. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Speaking of black shit, Supreme is doing a collabo with Dead Press.
Dead Press. Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
I got to put in some calls.
Yeah. That's some fly shit, some fire shit. That's cool, man. I like that. That's cool.
But the tripped out shit is, though, them niggas always had good merch.
Yeah. That's really all they doing is tacking their name onto their merch. You know what I'm saying? Or for the most, I won't say for the most part, because that all over middle finger hoodie, that might be their design. I'm not sure.
Right.
But
them niggas always had quality merch that looked like something. You know what I'm saying? They movement had great branding.
Looked like propaganda. It looked like the Panthers.
Yeah, it looked like something. You know what I mean? And they had a great following.
Mm-hmm.
They had, you know what I'm saying? The Shea Butters was definitely in their corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They like it's women still to this day talk about that movement, the RBG movement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think
they was all disenchanted when Stick got married and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, damn.
You know what I'm saying? But that nigga had that shit popping.
Yeah, because the RBG was what, Revolutionary But Gangster, but then also Real Black Girls, you know what
Real
I'm saying?
Real Black Girls.
And that was her.
They had a lot of applications. You know what I'm saying? They had a whole bunch of names for RBG.
Yeah.
Revolutionary But Gangster.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope, man. Yeah. They had it.
Yeah, so that's cool.
To the point where Jay-Z was wearing the red, black, and green armband.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that shit. He was trying
to sign them.
He did the Hell Yeah remix. Remember
exactly.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to sign them. They didn't do the deal.
He was like, nah. And I'm actually, you know, it makes sense for their sensibility. You know what I mean? They kind of, they kind of operated outside of the system. You know what I mean? Right. So yeah, I always respected that. so that's interesting. I'm trying not to get caught up in this consumerism, though, to be totally honest with you.
What consumerism?
This is all of this. This is the consumerism height right now. Like, just straight off of Black Friday, they done said, yo, we've extended Cyber Monday one day. I got, like, 11 fucking emails about that shit. I feel an urge to buy some shit, like, around this town, because you're getting inundated with all of these, yo, it's a sale, da 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 da. And like, I really had to fall back. Like, I found myself, you know what I mean? I ain't really buying, I bought one thing, nothing super crazy, very nominal shit. But like, I found myself going through the internet looking for some shit to buy. You know what I'm saying? But right. Then in the moment, I'm like, you know, I've been buying the same shit, the similar, especially clothing-wise, similar shit over and over and over and over and over. It's almost like the practice of buying it is like that's me engaging with the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, I'm showing up. This is kind of how you can grade where you at in life. Can you participate in this type of shit? And it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you kind of gotta check it. And I'm not gonna lie, that shit, I'd be susceptible to it, because one, a motherfucker like copping some shit. I love getting mail. You know what I mean? I like a bargain. You know what I'm saying? I love some mail. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I've loved mail since a kid. I love getting some shit in the mail. Like, oh shit, this is for me. Shit. You know, so you know, I can see how you can see how the addiction starts. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah, man. So
I'm over here like Omarion with that shit. I'm unbothered. Than a motherfucker.
Hilarious.
I'm like, shit, that's just shit. I got shit to pay for every day. I don't be necessarily looking for no new shit to start
right.
up.
Right. I'm trying to pare down. I feel you. I'm trying to pare down, trying to throw shit out too. But
you need to have a little yard sale.
I wish, you know, I used to want to do that type of shit. You know, I've actually done that type of shit, and you know, sometimes that shit don't sell. You know, that's when you realize the shit is junk. When niggas is picking over your shit, like, nah, how much?
Nah.
$4.
You gotta go to a gentrified neighborhood, man.
Do a pop up in somebody else's driveway.
You know what I'm saying? You need to pop up and run them. Newfangled neighborhood.
Right. You're their find. You gotta have that motherfucker walk you in. Yes, we found this man, Damian Lemon. He is from the inner city, and these are his belongings. They are. You gotta really sell that shit. This is endemic to his culture. These trinkets.
These trinkets.
I mean, cause that's what it be. Bunch of trinkets that your ass you just toss out. Nigga, stop it, man. Nobody want to buy this bullshit.
Nigga just been buying trinkets.
Trinkets like a motherfucker, old, man. I got some.
Old Fashion Nova ass.
Oh,
nigga.
Man, nah. That Fashion Nova shit look like that's a one and done.
Hey, man, but they fill the void of what needs to happen. Like, you know, a lot of people just need some shit to go to the club.
That's it.
And then that shit is a wrist out.
That shit,
Can't even watch that shit.
We'll shout you out on the gram. You know what I'm saying? Doing like endorsement deals.
Yeah, shit. You get the Fashion Nova, that means you're official.
Yeah, they see you. They see you doing your thing. Okay,
that's like getting sponsored as a skateboarder.
Right, that's like getting Real World back in the 90s.
You know what I'm saying?
You are somebody.
This nigga here, pop.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit look like.
I need a Fashion Nova motherfucking sponsorship. Yeah, nigga,
don't put that shit in the dryer.
No.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm ducking it. I'm ducking Cyber Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They extended
the shit all the way to Tuesday.
Dude, they about to extend the shit all week. They think they slick, man. It's like sending the offering plate around again.
But see, here go the deal, though, man.
What?
I used to trip out how they keep pushing Christmas back further and further and further, right?
Uh-huh.
And I ain't really realized the shit, like, until my daughter asked me about the shit last year. And she was like, you know, she asked me about it, like why they promoting Christmas so early.
Yeah.
And I ain't really have no answer for her.
Right.
But in my mind, I was like, wait a minute, hold up. I was like, shit, if they waited to after motherfucking Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
After Thanksgiving, nigga, it's only two more pay periods before Christmas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's only two chances they get to get at your money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you push it back a little bit to motherfucking Halloween.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got a couple more checks to get at.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Extend that shit out to get them, get into your pockets a little bit earlier. Because Halloween, you still thinking about paying your motherfucking bills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But December 13th.
Yeah.
15th check, nigga. You already know that shit is gone.
Yeah.
You like, yeah.
No,
I had to see y'all next. I had to juggle this up on tax season.
Last year, I saw they had, you could take a photo with Santa. It was 3 days after Halloween, if that. If that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We ain't even get to Thanksgiving season. They sitting down with Saint Nick early in October.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, man, shit. Why wait till these last two checks? These niggas might be deciding on some other shit by then.
Especially if you can get it for the low, the Black Friday prices. That's what that's really about. Yeah.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, man. Then they got Giving Tuesday is what today is.
Oh, Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
get somebody else some money. Just give separate yourself from your money, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the shakedown.
It's like fourth quarter is fuck your money. Give it away.
Yeah, man. Oh man, yeah, man. So you know, y'all be safe out there. The shit, this consumerism is aggressive. Kamala Harris.
Oh man, she had to fall back.
Yeah, sad. I mean, I didn't think she's gonna win, but
Nigga, do you see anybody in the Democratic Party that's making noise?
Not really, not at all. And the funny thing is, the impeachment, some new news came. The impeachment shit, they stretching that shit like this last season of Power. You know what I mean? Like, they stretching that shit crazy. So they like, yo, looks like Trump did do some fucked up shit. We gonna talk to the House, and we gonna see if we should draft up these impeachment documents. We'll get back at it. It's a lot of teas. It's a lot of after these messages with that shit. Trump about to walk that shit right back up in the end zone. But
because it ain't really no
competition.
I don't see where motherfuckers gonna cut through the noise. Niggas gonna just be voting against Trump at this point, because I don't see the candidate yet.
I don't know. I don't see nobody that's a clear-cut Democratic candidate. Joe Biden with the no malarkey shit, that's corny.
Joe Biden be feeling on little girls.
Wow.
Shit, man. I don't like
I saw
shit.
A clip where he said, I like little kids in my lap. Like, bouncing little kids. That was a little bugged out.
I seen the videos, though, when he trying to rub on the girl a little chest and shit. Wow. And I was like, man, I can't fuck with Uncle Joe.
So there's Joe. I hear Buttigieg might be edging Joe out. Who knows? But I don't Buttigieg.
I know somebody edge him out, because that ain't who I want to vote for.
Yeah, so there's Buttigieg. People of South
Bend. That's a terrible name.
Yeah, and he go by Mayor Pete, which throws me off.
Mayor Pete.
Yeah,
okay.
But you campaigning for president and you going by Mayor Pete. It feels like it's counterproductive. But, Bernie, that's over for Bernie. I feel like Bernie, that heart attack. He tried to keep it quiet.
Bernie out here looking like Larry Holmes.
Yeah, Bernie looking bad. I like Elizabeth Warren. She be saying some slick shit at them debates. I finally kind of heard a little bit from Klobuchar recently. She makes sense, but I don't think she got enough heat. These motherfuckers feel like SoundCloud rappers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like before the freshman cover, before they've been like verified by anybody. So it's like, it's tough. Beto dropped out a while ago. Bloomberg, I'm not fucking with, but Bloomberg got money.
He Democratic?
Yeah, he Democratic for this go.
Yeah, the Kamala team went to Bloomberg.
Yeah, his.
You
his,
say for this? Was he not Democratic? No.
Well, he was independent last time. You know what I mean? Okay. Now he's there, but he's,
Bloomberg. Yeah, Bloomberg got money.
He got paper. So, and I think for them, it's some billionaire.
He got real money over Trump.
It's billionaire on billionaire beef. Even though Trump is like lightweight, maybe not even a billionaire, but Bloomberg mm-hmm. want to let real billionaires know. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, they can't fuck with his paper. But I don't even think it's about the country. I think it's some ego shit, and I'm not a big fan of Bloomberg when you go to, what was the nigga? He used to go to Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Every 2 weeks.
That's on the weekends. Nah, he go on the weekends.
You can't be a weekday president. I mean, I guess Trump is.
Shit, Trump I guess don't Trump be nowhere is. On the motherfucking yeah. weekends, but yeah. the golf course.
But anyway. Nigga,
shit, I fuck with Bermuda. Bloomberg used to be on the train, nigga.
But he was also heavy with that stop and frisk. That's the strike.
Yeah, he apologized.
Yeah, but what's that mean?
I don't trust that,
what's
though.
That mean? My bad, y'all. I know shit is fucked up, my bad.
He was heavy with the stop and frisk.
That nigga still mad about that shit? Come on. Come on, they was scared out here. Come on, y'all had to do what I had to do.
But it was really Giuliani that set it all off.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could say that. You could say that. It ramped up, though. He got into it. He got into it. His percentage was way out there. So there's probably some more people that we're forgetting about. But it's sad to see Kamala go, because I liked Kamala. I didn't think, this is the thing. First of all, her aide, I think her head aide, and we should actually, you know what? We should actually have my man Cam. We've been saying this. Shout out to Cameron Trimble. He's, I think he does the Hip Hop Politics podcast. I think that's what it's called. But, you know, he's our political insider in the ITC network. You know what I'm saying? When we network. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Kamala, so her aide left, went to Bloomberg. But then her aide, as she left, she was like, yo, they don't know what the fuck they doing over there. Which is the worst parting right. shot. Which right. is the worst. Right. Which is the most niggas. Common parting shot, but it's the worst one. They don't know what the fuck. They on some bullshit over there. You know what I mean? They don't know. And it kind of came across like they didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, black folks was kind of, you know, they wasn't really all the way with the full embrace. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They felt like, you know, you was doing some crazy shit as a attorney general or what was it? Whatever, back over there.
Yeah, she was on her trip shit too.
She was on that. Then I seen her catching a little bit of smoke. She did a little thing with Mindy Kaling, you know what I mean? Because she's Indian too. And I seen one of my Indian homies, shout out to my man Akash Singh. He was like,
oh, like American Indian? Like,
well, I don't know what type of Indian. But
indigenous or like Middle East or like, look, you know what I'm saying, look, South Asian.
I'm not out here vetting Indians. That's not even my domain. I say this. You got to ask Akash, but I know he was like, you and Mindy only Indian when it's like convenient. So that's some old, you know, that's a whole other thing. So I saw the little shots from that. What I liked about her, though, even before she jumped into the thing, how she got hot. See, I watch a lot of these little hearing videos. Even if I don't know what they beefing about, I just like people trying to catch other people in the lie and watching other people try to not get caught in the lie. Like, it's fun. It's like you know what I mean? It's like N1 tapes for politicians. And she was good. She used to break motherfuckers up. Her and AOC, they got good N1s. They be making niggas stutter. Like when AOC had Zuckerman stuttering, oh, that was great. But Kamala was, she reminded me, you know, she reminded me of a black mother. You know what I'm saying? The way she would like her hold your ass accountable for the bullshit and press you. And then, you know, she was nice with the words, so she wouldn't, you know, you couldn't just flake her off, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Couldn't get her off of her. So I like that. I like she was aggressive in that shit. She was smart. She, you know what I mean? But I guess she ain't really connect. It's fucked up. Oh, well.
I mean, no, it's just little shit, you know what I'm saying? When you got the little history of throwing niggas in jail and shit, you know, that follow you around.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, absolutely. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, but so. what I'm hearing and shit, though, is that, you know what I'm saying, it might be setting up for a VP on somebody.
Yeah, too. I can see that. I don't know who. Saying? I don't know who. I don't know. I'm saying it like that, but
Bloomberg Harris, nigga.
That's what you.
Bernie Harris.
That's got to be beef though, cause her you know, her aide just went over there to Bloomberg, shitting on her. That's gonna be weird. Even though politicians get over all that weird shit, I don't know. Biden, Harris, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't even think she's going to get called up. Who knows?
Oh.
Who knows? Stepped off. You know, who stepped off.
Okay. Word up.
We'll see.
All right.
Oh, man. Damn. You made it sound like I totally disrespected her.
Send her back to the mixtape circuit.
I think so. She stepped off. She dropped out. She said, yo, I can't do it. So, you know.
Send her back to the circuit. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, go.
She about to drop the mixtape and had to work it back up.
Right. All right. She got to rebrand the whole situation. Get a new producer.
Got dropped from the label.
A new producer. Get back in them streets. Ah. Shit, what else is going on?
Wow.
You been watching anything good or are you doing anything? Got any plans for some shit?
Plans? Nah, I just got to plan my 2020. Yeah. Get back in the mix, you know what I'm saying? I come home this weekend and really I'm just excited to just get back in the streets and mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Because the opportunities come, you know what I'm saying, when you out and about and you listening and shaking hands and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The more you talk, the more you hear, you know what I mean? That type of shit. So I'm on that, man, looking forward to that.
Mm.
You know, be back in my crib, present in my home with my children and shit, and my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure my wife is ready to put me to work. So,
yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Go ahead and suck that up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfucker, you've been gone. All this work is yours.
Hilarious. Hand off.
I'm resting, nigga.
Right.
While you was out here living the life.
Right. You on load management like you fucking Kawhi Leonard or somebody.
Yeah, you Kawhi Leonard, nigga. Shit.
Oh, man.
This is on you.
That's funny.
So I'm about to jump back into that, you know what I'm saying? Make up for lost time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did
you check that on? You checked out the Irishman and shit?
Yeah, you know, I told you. I seen it in the theater.
Saw it at the 70mm. I finally seen that shit.
Yeah, what you think?
That shit was cool, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like a long-ass Goodfellas without some of the excitement. You know what I'm saying?
The old Goodfellas. It was old guys.
Yeah, the old Goodfellas.
Old
fellas.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, the tripped out shit was, though, with motherfucking Robert De Niro was beating the man ass for his daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, them slow ass kicks.
Yeah, that shit. Everybody was saying that shit. He wasn't even getting no grab. He wasn't getting no lift on them stomps.
You know what I'm saying? Was
still on the floor. Kick. Yeah.
Nigga. You ain't whoop nobody ass.
Not like
it
that.
Like the windows bust themselves out. Like,
yeah.
Like they had some explosives in the window.
Yeah. It's like when you get too old for an ass whipping, but you still cry just to respect your moms, you know,
right. Man,
or whoever's whipping your ass. You be like, all right, you man, got it.
He not whipping no ass.
Nah, that was a little geriatric or a little stilted. But I liked it. I started watching it again.
It was cool though, man. I liked, you know, the cars and shit. I liked the shots of the cars, the jury and shit. How they move. I respect the fact that Scorsese is able to take a slice of his life and make a career out of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Making gangster movies and shit. It's like if I made a career out of making crack era movies.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just crack era movies. That's what I do.
Yeah. And you're the best. I do it well.
I got the best actors from fucking Miami. Mm-hmm. And made crack era movies.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same thing.
Yeah, it's like Jay-Z, you know,
right?
Yeah,
it's like Jay-Z
Push
of rap.
A T.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Pusha T.
Yeah,
Scorsese.
Yeah,
and then it was funny because we had this discussion of whether or not The Irishman fell within the demographics of the show that I'm working on. And I was like, man, please. Scorsese, De Niro.
Pacino.
Pesci.
Yeah.
They like part of the superhero zeitgeist for black people. Well, at least black men, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
of course.
If you, somebody was like, you know what I'm saying, name your superheroes and shit, you gonna name, you know what I'm saying, a couple of black dudes,
Denzel,
you know what I'm saying?
Denzel, Jordan.
You know what I'm saying, Jordan. Then you're like, what about Superman? Fuck Superman. Batman? Fuck Batman.
Right.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying, Scarface,
right.
Nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, so,
yeah.
Like, have you ever listened to rap music?
Yeah.
Nigga. So that was, it was funny that you had to be that voice of like, listen, man, shit ain't far fetched. That shit was right within our wheelhouse.
Right. They just did, speaking of that, I haven't watched it yet, but I see Nas did like a round table with him, I think Rick Ross. I don't think it was Mary J. Blige. It was him, Rick Roy. It was like a few people. I can't recall everybody, but, you know, discussing the Irishman. So it was interesting to...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You go on his Instagram, you probably see it. It's interesting, the reach of the marketing. You know what I mean? Because to that point, those cats are OGs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very much... It is very much like a legacy brand, though. And this might have been their last trip around the sun together. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's like, that's kind of part of what makes it so dope. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is they're getting the band back together one last time. We're going to kill this shit.
But it's funny, though, because Pacino wasn't part of that Scorsese mix.
No. But that's what the added thing is, because it's like, we finally get to see Pacino, De Niro, and Scorsese together. Because Scorsese, and you know what I mean? I don't think Scorsese even ever did anything with...
He never done that with him.
Yeah.
That's what tripped me up, because you automatically assume that they all in the same mix.
Nah.
Because my man was telling me yesterday that Heat was the first time De Niro and Pacino was together. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, what about Goodfellas? He was like, nigga, Pacino wasn't in Goodfellas.
Nah. And then a lot of people, because the overlap is also Pacino and De Niro with The Godfather. You know what I mean? One flipped in, one the other. Or some other shit. Not, this is like a whole other generation, but I was watching this Eddie Murphy interview. This is just some random shit. Fucking Marlon Brando was supposed to be in Life. You know what I'm saying? He agreed
life
to do
what?
It. Life, the Eddie Murphy movie with Martin Lawrence and all that
with
shit.
The motherfucking R. Kelly soundtrack?
Yeah. Well, he had to lead with that. You could have said Life,
no,
to Eddie
saying.
Murphy.
Listen, but, now, I know R. Kelly is canceled.
No, he sang the shit out of that song. He sang the shit out of that song.
I'm not listening to no R. Kelly. I don't play the shit, none of that shit. But when Life came out, it had a dope-ass soundtrack.
Was that R. Kelly or was that Casey and JoJo?
Nigga, no. R. Kelly wrote the whole and produced the whole soundtrack.
Right.
Casey and JoJo was on there.
Live, that nigga, live.
That motherfucking Fortunate by motherfucking Maxwell is on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these songs that people still listen to.
Yeah.
But R. Kelly wrote and produced them shits.
I forgot.
Y'all gonna have...
Somebody.
I met my wife to that Fortunate shit.
Somebody.
I bought her a Tiffany bracelet with the Fortunate shit on there.
Uh oh.
Cause that shit was the popping song. That shit was, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That shit was the shit.
Right.
Damn. Now it's canceled. Man, I gotta take the bracelet back.
Nah, I mean. I think it was Fonte that said R. Kelly is the R&B version of Corn Syrup. This nigga's in everything. Some shit like that. It was something to that effect. That shit was real low.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. But, Marlon Brando was supposed to be the warden in that movie.
Oh,
but
wow.
Supposedly they didn't give him the money he wanted. He said he wanted to do it. You know what I mean? He told Eddie, I'm down. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't cut that check. So they went with somebody else. But that was just interesting to know. But yeah, man, The Irishman was good, man. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna watch it again. I'm gonna watch it again, definitely. I wanted to. I just saw, as I was talking to you, speaking of consumerism again, the Dior Air Jordan 1s. The photo of them shits just came out. I ain't really that
Dior.
Pressed for them at all, actually, because I'm not like a Dior kind of cat anyway.
I like the real regular ass one breads, man. I don't need no other extra shit on it.
Nah, I fuck with quite a few of the little colorways in the one. This ain't for me, but it's interesting to see, you know what I mean? The
flip. I got a couple of the colorways, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you like the tradition.
I gave my motherfucking one, my breast to my son.
That's dope. That's my father.
When he went back to school. Because he had asked me to wear them.
Yeah.
And he a little rough on the motherfucking feet, man. You know what I'm saying? He he like to drag his feet and do all kind of rough shit. Because
he's young. He how many pairs of sneakers has he had to buy in his career so far?
I mean, just the ones he's bought in the last year or two.
See, that's you're gonna get a little bit more thoughtful about your sneaker wear and tear when that shit is wearing and tearing on your budget. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're being gifted shit, it's different. You know what I mean? It's utility. It's
and
just,
then,
yeah.
He asked me, and I was like, nah. I was like, a strong no.
What, when he asked for them breads?
When he asked to wear them, just to wear them.
Right.
And I was like, nah.
He's going to destroy him.
I was like, nah, you're a little too rough. And my shits ain't even pristine. I like them a little, you know what I'm saying?
A little patina.
Patina on them, but they my patina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody throwing they little off-balance ass walk on your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck my your toe shit box get, up. Yeah.
So they got a certain little shit. You know, my shit wear in a certain place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want my shit wearing on the inside.
Right.
When my shit like to wear on the outside.
They don't feel like your shoes no more. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after he left out. You know what I'm saying? He ain't argue back. I felt bad. I was like, damn. These ain't nothing but some shoes, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get more value out of them than me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm an old ass OG. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, even when I'm wearing them, I don't get the respect that I, you know, a young nigga would get.
Right.
So when he came back, when he was about to pack his shit to go to school, I was like, man, I threw them in his bag. Like, yo, you can take these. He like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It was like old 80s nigga heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, take these breads, man. Live your life.
Mm. Yeah, that's like a little heirloom back too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like an 80s nigga heirloom.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's like giving a gold chain.
Man, you can take this piece
Take this rope now. You make sure you keep this shit shined up, though. Don't play yourself out here. That much shit looking dull. Oh,
like,
man.
Daddy, ropes ain't even in no more.
Nah, well, shit. That rope is always in. Trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Where you going to be this week?
I'm going to be here in the age, hitting a bunch of shit before I get out of here, trying to do my last meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me out tonight after y'all hear this. I'll be at Unsectioned at the James Room. Saturday, I'm floating back to NYC.
Okay.
Catch me in Brooklyn, baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the studio next week.
There it is. All right. Where am I going to be? This week I'll be at Eastville on Thursday. Check me out, Eastville on Thursday. I'll be there on Sunday, as a matter of fact, too. So you catch me there, and I'll be at the Stand on the 11th. And if I'm anywhere else, I'll keep you updated. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
To be in the conversation.